Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show, very fast-moving show planned today. During the first half hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Hector Valenzuela to talk about curcumin supplements. And in my humble opinion, the only curcumin supplement worth taking on the planet Earth. We'll be talking about that. Then we're going to switch it up. Is the sweet potato genetically modified by nature? We're going to be joined by Professor Lieve Gijssen, all the way from Brussels, to talk about that. And then the last half hour of the show, we're going to be joined by friend of the show, Steve Lapidus, to talk about their new IGF-1 plus mechano growth factor in a patch supplement. So we'll be discussing that a little bit later in the show. Of course, we have to give a special thanks to our title sponsor, All-American Pharmaceutical, their product line, All-American EFX Sports. You can check them out by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking one of the banner ads there. Also, don't forget, they're giving away a free trial sample of Carbolin, the most advanced pre-workout carbohydrate supplement in the world. Zero sugar, but will fuel using high molecular weight starches, fuel you through your workouts without taking stimulants. Check it out. Okay, we know some of the many benefits of curcumin. We've talked about curcumin over the years on this show as one of the foundational supplements that you should be considering. My next guest is Dr. Hector Valenzuela. How you doing, Dr. Valenzuela?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, and this is, you know, we have a short time to cover this, so we're going to try to do this in the Reader's Digest version. But for those out there who aren't already aware of the research being done by fantastic institutions into the benefits of curcumin, you want to just give me a short list of some of the things that have been shown to be affected in a positive way by curcumin supplementation?
Oh, yes. Curcumin, for example, is well known for being an antioxidant. So it deals with free radicals and diminishing them so that we stay a little bit healthy. In addition to that, curcumin is also known to work as an anti-apoptotic, anti-proliferation, anti-cell adhesion. And basically what all that means is that it is reducing the chances of us developing cancer.
Cancer, right.
In addition to that, curcumin is also known as an antimicrobial, so it's been shown to reduce infections of both bacteria, viruses, and parasites. And I would say that those three are some of the big ones. In addition to that, you would also see that curcumin has worked to decrease certain types of degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's.
Yes. Yes.
It arthritis, basically covers the whole gamut.
Yeah, arthritis. The different areas of research within the cancer community showing oncoprotective effects of curcumin runs neck and neck with some drugs out there. And it's in every area, breast cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer, and so on. Depression has been shown to be affected by curcumin supplementation, diabetes, arthritis, overall immune system function. A couple not so well-known studies that we've actually talked about on this show as it relates to human performance, but glycogen resynthesis as well as mitigating fatigue during very, very strenuous workouts that are very, very demanding. So for those out there who are looking for the sexiness of a performance-enhancing drug, curcumin has been shown to do some really novel things for both endurance and strength athletes. It's really just one of those things. It's magic. It's like, you know, and it, because we find it in nature. Now, the magic lies in something called curcumoids, correct?
That is correct. So curcumoids are basically derivatives of curcumin, and these are compounds that are fairly good at, you know, affecting different types of cell signaling pathways within the cells that affect all of these, in turn, affect all of these pathways that enhance your fitness of the cell and therefore the fitness of the tissue and therefore the fitness of the organism.
Now, doesn't curcumin interact with the valinoid receptor, which has also been shown to be stimulated by a variety of other natural compounds that actually could help mitigate depression?
That is correct, yes.
So, I mean, we're talking about something that, and we also should remember that curcumin probably found its popularity as a medicinal in Ayurvedic medicine, which is what, 4,000 years old now? Is it older than that? I forget.
It is several thousand years old. So the people from India and from China have been using it for thousands of years, and they've been obtaining that from a plant called Curcumina longa, which is the producer of curcumin and its natural derivatives.
And this plant, has it changed over the years at all?
Not as far as we know. I mean, all plants naturally evolve to some degree, but this plant has been used to isolate what we now know as the commercial turmeric,
right,
that contains the main components, that which curcumin is the main one and the most potent one.
Now, what is some of the research you've worked on directly with curcumin?
So I study the aging of the immune system. So I like to see how curcumin has these anti-inflammatory responses. So it can actually curtail an immune response, a harmful immune response. And as you may well know, many of these responses are that are inflammatory in nature are the causes, are some of the culprits, actually, of how we develop cancer, of how we have even to some degree Alzheimer's disease.
So even diabetes, there's even discussion amongst the diabetes community that's been going on for the past 3 years now of the chicken and egg. Does diabetes beget inflammation, or does inflammation cause cellular communication to start to fail? And part of that cellular communication is insulin's effect on cells. Does the inflammation precede type 2 diabetes, or does type 2 diabetes promote inflammation? But there's quite a few people on both sides of that fence.
Yes. Your analogy is perfect, because there are components that of inflammation that promote diabetes, and in turn, diabetes, as it increases in severity, also increase inflammation. And it has to do somewhat with cytokines, the chemical messengers that relay this information that help activate the inflammation to begin with, are augmented with diabetes.
And to take inflammation just north for a second into the brain, we've done three shows on well-done studies that have now linked not all major depressive disorders, but some depressive disorders, probably a large number of undiagnosed major depressive disorders that are actually caused by inflammation, inflammation in the brain, but more importantly, inflammation in the body. Because what inflammation does, when the body sees inflammation is necessary. In fact, it was one of our acquired benefits, if you will, through the evolutionary process, because it stimulates repair. But
that's correct,
but
yes.
The problem is that in today's modern society, which we're mismatched for, we're bombarded with toxins and lifestyles and diets and God knows what RF is doing to us and so on and so forth, that seems to keep our inflammatory process at its heightened point all the time, round the clock. But the body knows when inflammation is there that the body is sick. When the body is sick, it wants to lay down. We think of depression as just being sad, but it also is depression of motor resources as well, not having energy, can't get out of bed. And so what they're discovering now is that people who are chronically inflamed, the body is acting appropriately by becoming depressed to save resources to heal the problem. And so depression in this case is a necessary evil. However, the alarm system is being triggered unnecessarily. There's no reason for the person to be triggering this response, because this chronic inflammation is something that should not be there.
That's correct. So inflammation evolved to protect us, right? So as you mentioned right there, that inflammation will promote cell tissue repair. So physical damage, signals that are harmful to us will trigger inflammatory responses. There is a whole slew of different components in the body that will trigger inflammation. And that's why inflammation is so important for many different diseases, because in one way or another, that those responses, those damages, even though they may seem completely unrelated to what we think of inflammation, or the swelling of the tissue, are actually immune responses. So in my research, we're looking at the cells, the human cells, T cells, and how they respond to inflammatory signals. So we activate the cells, and then we see how long they can live in culture. So my research involves using Kirkmans to see how the inflammatory or the response of the cells is actually modulated by curcumin and some other anti-inflammatory compounds as well.
Now, okay, so since you mentioned T cells, is there research being done in things like atopic dermatitis and stuff? Because we know that's an over deployment of T cells quite often that causes people who have severe eczema and even some dermatitis to develop the scaly lesions on their skin. Any research in skin disorders and curcumin?
Oh, yes, there is. So psoriasis is technically a pro-inflammatory skin disease. And curcumin has been used to treat people that have these lesions. So patients with psoriasis were divided into one study that comes to my mind is they were divided into two groups, and one was given the curcumin and the other one was not, that was given the placebo. And after about 2 to 6 weeks of treatment, the patients that were suffering from psoriasis had a 90% reduction in the incidence of their disease. So that was one of the landmark studies that were done on psoriasis. Very simple, very straightforward, and yet it produced tons of data. And this really put curcumin into the map more on skin disorders based on this pro-inflammatory regulation that curcumin has on.
Okay, so curcumin is wonderful stuff.
People
cook with it, right? Does cooking with it denature it, Dr. Valenzuela?
Not as far as we can tell. So curcumin is added as spice to many different types of foods. The curcumin is detected in their bloodstream, so therefore it must be having some type of effect. And the very fact that people use it in their food consumption means that the mechanism of how they're getting it into their body does not have too much of damage to it, because it's being consumed and it's being used for the very to treat many of these diseases.
But the study that really put curcumin on the map, so to speak, within the mainstream media was one that was done on a very advanced form of curcumin that's supposed to have a higher bioavailability than just what you could take. And the therapeutic doses it delivered were required to affect Alzheimer's development. Those therapeutic doses are much higher than we could consume in our diet, right?
Yes. So what I'm referring to is that you can barely detect it there. I mean, it is detectable. It is less than what we refer to as 1 micromolar concentration in the bloodstream, which is a very, very, very low amount. And the other issue is that it would be cleared from the bloodstream very, very quickly as well. Within 3 hours, it's not detectable at all. So in order to have those studies that you're mentioning, to have levels that can be detected, you would have to take very, very large amounts that you can't normally get from different places.
Here's what I want to do. I want to go ahead and take our break now, because when I come back, I want to start discussing bioavailability, because obviously if curcumin can do all these wonderful things for us, and just taking, some amount of curcumin may or may not achieve therapeutic levels. I'd like to come back from the break first and talk about what therapeutic levels are, and then ways of actually achieving those levels. We're talking right now with Dr. Hector Valenzuela. He is a professor of biology over at Whittier College in California. We're talking about the magic of curcumin. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Close in a place like this. I said I'm ever close in a place like this.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net. Or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Do you have a federal student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755. 539-2755.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. So we're talking about curcumin, the magic of curcumin. It is absolutely one of your foundational supplements you should be taking. And you can spend a lot of money on a lot of curcumin supplements and not be getting what you want. And we're going to talk about why that is now. So we're talking right now with Dr. Hector Valenzuela. He is a professor of biology over at Whittier College in California. We're talking about now, as we get into it, what are therapeutic levels? How do you measure therapeutic levels, Dr. Valenzuela? What are they? Are they millimoles per, you know, a liter? How do you measure them?
Yes, you can do it by via millimoles per liter. So the idea is the following. We know that all these people have been taking it for thousands of years, and that it has some type of remedy, otherwise they wouldn't be taking this product.
Right.
The problem is that when we started doing studies in general, there have been, for example, over 100 clinical trials here in the United States alone involving curcumin. The problem is that people quickly realized was that it was not being absorbed in enough quantities to make a difference. So when they would take blood from these donors, they would notice that the curcumin was always less than one micromolar concentration in the bloodstream, which was indicating to the scientists that, A, it was not being consumed properly, and B, that it, when it was being consumed, that it was being biodegraded very quickly as well. So as all things, when we consume them, they go through our digestive tract. They get absorbed there and they get into the bloodstream. And it's when it's in the bloodstream and circulating through our body that it's going to have some type of effect, positive effect, on our cells. And here's where the problem then began. So everybody started looking at different forms of delivering this compound. One of the very popular ones would involve using nanoparticles or liposomes or micelles or
bipyrene. They were using forms of pepper, bipyrene, which is used in a lot of supplements, supposed to increase bioavailability of supplements, and so on and so forth. Now, but where does the magic start? In therapeutic levels, if only one millimole per liter was being discovered in a lot of these people's blood, when we look at the research that shows therapeutic benefits of a curcumin supplement, where are their blood levels going in the mole or how do you, whatever the saturation level is?
Yes. So when people were consuming commercially available curcumin, the regular kind, you would reach no more than one to two micromolar concentrations of bloodstream.
Okay.
Only if you consume amounts that were, you know, extremely large, like 8-12 micrograms. I mean, excuse me, grams.
Oh, wow. 8,000. That's 8,000 milligrams. 8 grams
exactly.
Is 8,000 milligrams, right? Okay.
Anywhere between 12 to 8,000 milligrams. 12,000 to 8,000 milligrams.
Okay.
That's correct. So so in order for us to be able to get the best results, we have this new formulation that we tested, metacurcumin, where we were able to increase the amount of curcumin that was getting into the bloodstream. So we were getting results that indicated that 277 full increase of curcumin was getting into the bloodstream when compared to the regular commercial curcumin.
And what is that? What did that translate into millimoles per liter?
Millimoles per liter. Yeah. So it would reach the equivalent of 84 micromolar concentration.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes,
I mean that's 42 times. The levels that you saw with just base regular curcumin. Now, there are some other enhanced curcumin products out there. How does metacurcumin compare to those?
So metacurcumin, when compared to those, was still a much, much greater,
concentration.
Difference.
Right.
So I would say that the two next runner-ups would be one-tenth of the amount of metacurcumin.
Now, what about those out there who say, you know, more is good, enough, a certain amount is good, but more is not better? Is there evidence that the higher the millimolar reading of the curcumin in the bloodstream, does it in fact enhance the therapeutic benefits we're looking for?
Yes. Okay. So let me explain that a little bit more. So when you're talking about things that you are consuming, there's a couple of things that you have to keep in mind. First, that you're in a fair comparison in terms of different compounds would be that you have to add the same amount, correct? So you are also administering those compounds in the same way. So in this particular case, it would be oral consumption. So if you're comparing the amount, the same amount of and administering the same way, same mechanism, then whatever gets in your bloodstream would be how you would compare the relative amounts of how efficient you are at delivering this compound.
Right.
In our product, if we were to compare a one-to-one of their compound with our compound and it gets into the bloodstream, our compound gets at much, much higher concentrations than the regular commercially available curcumin.
But also better than the more advanced curcumin products as well.
That's correct. We would be at least tenfold higher.
Right. So, and I want to keep hitting that hard because the reason I want to keep hitting that hard is because there is, if you take curcumin like I do, and I've been taking curcumin for a long time. I used to buy the Sabinsa standardized C3 curcumin products, and I stopped when I found out about metacurcumin because if you take curcumin, you're already convinced of the benefits of curcumin. Then the goal now has to be, what is the best curcumin product I can take for the dollar? Let's face it, if it's $1,000 a month, you're not going to take it. And there's nothing better than metacurcumin. And that's why we brought them to the show as a sponsor, quite frankly. Because a single serving of metacurcumin is like taking 23 grams of regular curcumin, and or tenfold better than any of the advanced curcumin products out there. And it's far less expensive than most of the advanced curcumin products out there on top of that. It just doesn't get any better.
Absolutely. And there's some other added benefits by getting this the curcumin into the bloodstream. The metacurcumin actually will get into your bloodstream at a much faster rate. So the absorption is extremely fast. Other compounds will take on average anywhere between 4 to 7 hours. Metacurcumin will get into your bloodstream within an hour or about approximately 1 hour.
And the area under the curve of the length of time that the curcumin metabolites show up in the bloodstream is prolonged compared to the other curcumin products.
That's correct. So this is an indicator of how much is actually
not being degraded.
Not being degraded, that's exactly. So it's going into your bloodstream at a very high concentrations, and then on top of that, it stays in your bloodstream for a longer period of time, which would benefit the effects of curcumin on your cells.
So we have to end the interview, and I want to end the interview with a call to action. Those of you out there who aren't convinced about curcumin yet, go do some more research. You will be. And for those of you who are already buying curcumin products or have been thinking about it, not only is metacurcumin on sale right now on top of everything else at a lower price than it normally is, and it's already intelligently priced, but our audience saves an additional 20% off by using the coupon code SuperHumanCurcumin. You can go to superhumanradio.com. There's a big banner ad floating on the right-hand side of the website that you can click and be immediately transported right to their page. Dr. Valenzuela, I want to thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Okay, take care. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the sweet, sweet, sweet potato. Has it already been genetically modified? And if so, has it been done by nature? What the heck? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935. Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
I've been watching you, a la 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 long, a la 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 long, 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 come on, a la 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 long, a la 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 long, 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 hey.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Well, I know that everybody in this audience loves sweet potatoes. We eat a lot of them. It's a fantastic carbohydrate, very, very low glycemic index. Full of healthy things, nutrients and potassium and all sorts of good stuff. And we also hear in the news discussions about genetically modified foods all the time. And it's while it's a very new discussion, a lot of people are aware of what GMOs are. Well, what if the sweet potato is naturally genetically modified? What does that mean, not only to the sweet potato, but to the discussion about genetically modified organisms in general? My next guest is joining us all the way from Brussels, and she is Professor Lieve Gijssen. How are you doing, Dr. Gijssen?
Fine, thank you.
Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, good. Okay. All right, so let's talk about your recent research. What question were you trying to answer when you started to look at the sweet potato?
Well, it was a very different question, and it was not done by me, but it was done in the Potato Institute in Lima, in Peru. They study potato, and they study sweet potato. And the virologist over there, Jan Kreuze, he's also co-author on the paper, he was looking for viruses in sweet potato to see if sweet potato has been infected by certain viruses. And for that, he was specifically looking for small molecules. We call them small RNAs. And he did not only find the virus RNAs, but he also found bacterial RNAs. And then he contacted me to talk about this discovery, which he did not really understand. And that's how it all started.
So when you're looking for viruses, I know that from an evolutionary perspective, today we think of viruses as being something harmful that kills people or harms organisms. But when
in sweet potato, viruses are a big problem, and they can make the plant really sick. So Jan Kreuze was looking for new methods to quickly find and identify viruses in sweet potato.
Okay.
And he stumbled into this bacterial DNA.
Now why is this bacterial DNA so important when he discovered it?
Well, it is from a specific bacterium, which is called Agrobacterium. And it's known that Agrobacterium can introduce a part of its own DNA into plants.
Mm.
And this is what we are using to make GMOs. And so he found that a part of that bacterial DNA was present in sweet potato, which was not really what we expected.
Okay, now when we talk about these types of modifications from an evolutionary perspective, we're talking about, as a rule, selection-driven modifications, from a modern agricultural standpoint, we're talking about industry beneficial modifications, not selection pressure modifications.
Yes.
So,
here it's probably a combination of both, because in the wild species and in the related sweet potatoes that are not cultivated and they are different, we do not always find this bacterial DNA. But in all species, all sweet potatoes that are being cultivated, we find this bacterial DNA. So probably it has been selected in evolution, but on top of that, maybe the first farmers have selected those sweet potatoes with that bacterial DNA.
So what does the bacterial DNA impose some sort of visible markings or attributes? Or what are the attributes that this bacteria contributes to the sweet potato?
We know that in nature, normally this DNA changes the hormone balance in the plant.
Mm.
And we think, we did not prove that yet, but we think that because of this hormone balance, the plants grow better.
So these hormones that you're speaking of are specific to the plant, for the plant. But we also know
plant hormones.
But
hormones that help the plant to make roots, that help the plant to make shoots, and it's these plant hormones that the bacteria also force the plant to make. Normally, this bacterium is a pathogen also, and it forces the plant to make a lot of these hormones, so that the plant grows a lot more tissue that the bacteria can feed on.
Mm. So it's a self-serving
bacteria.
And
we think that this DNA is now in the plant, and it's not as active as it normally is, and in this way it makes the plant grow better. And not for the bacteria, but for the plant itself.
Okay, so and we also know that yams, for thousands of years, have been known to have certain phytoandrogens in them that men would eat to increase their libido and their strength. And we learn later on in life that these phytoandrogens resemble testosterone. And so yams yes. have been. So are these this when we talk about the hormones that cause the plant to grow better?
Oh,
that,
no, they are different kind of hormones that do not have an effect in humans.
Okay. Okay.
They are called auxins. They help rooting in plants.
Okay.
If some people use this rooting powder, if they take shoots and they will let them root, they put them in a rooting powder that you can buy. And this rooting powder contains the auxins.
But I guess what I'm trying to get my head around, what I'm trying to understand better, is what you're describing is really part of selection. And I understand that selection is driven by culture and by even human influences on plants, because we want plants that do certain things. So we select the species of yam that grows hardier, and it just so happens that that species of yam was infected by this bacterium. And it suits us, and we don't care about that. We just want bigger, more hardy plants. And how that can be considered the type of genetic modification that's taking place today, where you're taking the cells of a fish, the genes of a fish that would never find their way into agriculture, and implanting them in a plant to give it certain qualities, like higher omega-3 fatty acids or something like that.
But these plants are not available.
No. I'm being facetious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm being facetious. I'm being facetious because a lot of
most GMOs contain bacterial genes or plant genes from other plants.
So.
And not from fish.
Okay.
But
so
in principle, it is possible.
Okay. I guess what I want to do is I want to take a quick commercial break. I want to come back. I want to talk more about this because maybe the sites on genetic modifications are unfair, that genetic modifications of plants are good and beneficial. But I'm trying to figure out where the divide is on when it becomes not good for people to consume, for instance. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more talking about the sweet potato. Was it actually genetically modified by nature? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Leva Geisen. And we're talking about the sweet potato. And this is an important discussion because I don't know about you, but I eat sweet potato at least four times a week. I eat a lot of sweet potato. I love sweet potatoes. They're good for you. And there are parts of this world that depend on sweet potato just to sustain life. And so it's an important discussion. A lot of people out there eating sweet potatoes. What does this science mean? So first of all, Dr. Geisen, can you please explain horizontal gene transfer to us?
Horizontal gene transfer.
Yes.
Well, we distinguish between vertical gene transfer, which is the normal transmission from parents to children within the same species, of course, and horizontal gene transfer, which is between species that normally do not reproduce together.
Right. Okay.
So it can be from a bacteria to an animal, from a bacteria to a plant, from a fungus to an animal. That's called horizontal gene transfer.
Now, according to some evolutionary scientists out there, the development of our mitochondria was done through a bacteria.
Yes.
And
so that's an excellent example of horizontal gene transfer.
Right. Now,
it's not just DNA transfer, but it's the whole organism nearly that was transferred.
Now, when horizontal gene transfer occurs, do both donors acquire attributes of the other host?
The acceptor, yes.
So in the case of the mitochondria and our species at that point in time when we were infected, whatever we were called at that point in time, I'm not that good at that, remembering those kind of things. We would have acquired the energy-producing, thermogenic effects, and oxygen-consuming roles of the mitochondria, and
yes,
and harness that so that we could evolve in an oxygenated atmosphere, quite frankly. What did the mitochondria get from us?
No, it's not in the two directions normally.
Okay.
Horizontal gene transfer is in one direction.
Okay. Okay.
But mitochondria became dependent on us because they transferred some of their genes into our chromosomes. And because of that, mitochondria cannot live on their own anymore. They are dependent on our cells.
Interesting. Okay, so that is where the trade-off occurs. Okay, great. So could it be said that the type of genetic modifications, and let's, so the word genetic modification has become a lightning rod for something that's been going on since the beginning of time, because every step in our evolutionary process has been a genetic modification of sorts, correct?
Yes, in one way or the other, yes.
Right. So the word genetic modification in and of itself is not inherently evil or sinister or contrary to nature. In fact, these genetic modifications occur constantly in nature, occurring right now in species that we don't know anything about. With that being said,
DNA is universal.
I'm sorry, repeat that. Repeat that.
A piece of DNA, you cannot say it's fish DNA or it's tomato DNA. It's just DNA.
Right. And we talked about this just recently on the show that our Homo sapiens cells actually only make up about 10% of us. The other 90% is are basically microbes that have enabled us to be who we are today. Having this conversation on from Brussels to the United States to on a radio show, this 90% of that is bacteria.
Full of microbes.
Yeah, I love.
You're full of bacteria.
I love my microbes. They're good. I like them a lot. They're my microbes. I love them. But with that being said, and in all this is joking around, is it fair to say that the genetic modifications that occur in nature as a result of whether it's selection pressure or accidental acquisition is the same exact thing that takes place in a laboratory when they take corn and they make it genetically resistant to herbicides that would normally have killed it? Is that the same thing? Is it just as innocuous and harmless and not sinister, or is that different?
The process is the same because you use the same bacterium and you use DNA, which is universal. And once the DNA is introduced into the plant cell, it's the plant that repairs that and makes that DNA part of its own chromosomes. The nature of what you introduce, of course, will depend on the gene that you choose. So the characteristic depends on what type of DNA that you choose. And then you can ask the question, why herbicide-resistant plants would exist in nature? They will only exist if farmers spray herbicides, because then you have a selection.
And there
are a lot of weeds now that are herbicide resistant because farmers use herbicides. And so in nature, weeds are being selected to be herbicide resistant.
Well,
if farmers would use no herbicides, there would be no herbicide resistant plants.
Exactly. And my point is that, there are genetic modifications taking place in nature right now with broadweed and a lot of other weeds that are now completely resistant to glyphosate without having been.
Mutation.
What's that?
That's pure simple mutation, which means that the DNA synthesis makes mistakes. And one of these mistakes is then a mutation that, by chance, will be herbicide resistant.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, but this is selection pressure because these weeds,
yes.
Everything on the planet wants to survive, wants to have
offspring. Yeah, but I mean, it's not horizontal gene transfer. It's just selection of mutations.
Right. Okay. I want to take a break, and when we come back, the next logical question is it possible for mutations like this, whether they happen in nature or in the laboratory, to be harmful to humans? And this is where I want to go with this discussion. It is a fantastic interview with Dr. Leva Geisen. We're talking about the sweet potato, but we're really talking about a lot of things at the same time. And I can promise you that when we come back, it's going to get really good. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated-to-win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with Professor Leva Geisen. And we're talking about sweet potatoes, evidence of genetic modifications done by nature. But this is not surprising because every step in the evolution of a species is a genetic modification of sorts. And as we talked about earlier in the interview, just I want to say last month we did an interview with a scientist who came on to show us that less than 10% of all the cells that occupy our body are original Homo sapien cells. Everything else is microbes that we've acquired along the way. And I've joked and said with MIT researcher Dr. Stephanie Seneff once that I get the feeling that our arms, our legs, our head, the ability to be ambulatory and do things for ourselves evolved to support our microbes. Our microbes are really what are driving us. And it's becoming more and more evident that while that may not be an accurate statement, and it's a little tongue-in-cheek, the symbiotic relationship between microbes and ourselves is something that we depend on. So getting back to this discussion, Professor Geisen, so are there examples of genetic modifications that occur in nature that have made those species, whether let's say plants, harmful to humans?
Not that I know, but of course many plants can produce toxic molecules to protect them from predators or from diseases.
Okay.
And when we breed plants, we try to make plants that are less toxic.
Okay.
For example, potato belongs to a family that produces a lot of toxins.
Right.
Glycoalkaloids, and that's why you cannot eat green potatoes and you cannot eat the fruits, but you can eat the tubers because they don't contain those toxins.
And couldn't it be said that these anti-nutrients are a result of genetic modifications driven by selection? So what one of the things that I like to always say is, plants cannot run, they cannot fight, and they cannot bite. So they have to develop defense systems that make the species that preys upon them by eating them sick so that they stop eating them. And like one of the things that I like to talk about on the show from time to time is the fact that as a human population, we have learned to embrace the phytoestrogens in soy as being somehow beneficial for human condition. However, I would propose that those phytoestrogens arose in soy as part of its evolutionary defense mechanism so that any species that would eat it, let's say the male of the species would eat it, they'd have estrogenic effects, their libido would drop, their spermatogenesis would drop, they would have fewer offspring, fewer to prey on the soy, and eventually, by eating the soy, they would wipe themselves off the map. So wouldn't that be an example? Wouldn't anti-nutrients be an example of genetic modifications that are not good and wholesome for us?
Well, I don't know of any example that anti-nutrients are from horizontal gene transfer, but I do know an example from insects that have acquired genes to inactivate the plant poisons. There are mites that have enzymes to activate cyanide in plants.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been shown to be taken up from, I think, from fungi into the insects.
Interesting.
No, it was from bacteria, now I remember.
Okay.
So these insects can eat from plants that are normally toxic for many insects because they have acquired by horizontal gene transfer some genes from bacteria that enable them to detoxify those plant compounds.
So would it be fair to say that the genetic modifications that are taking place in the laboratory are harmless and possibly good for us since it seems that these genetic modifications that happen in nature seem to be good for us?
It all depends what you change. The difference is that when these things happen in nature, we don't really know, we cannot direct it, and we don't really know what happens. We can, with nowadays, with new techniques, we can study what has happened, also during breeding. while with genetic modification, we know which genes we take and we introduce. Mm-hmm. So we have a much better hold on what we are doing, a much better control.
Like
in breeding, plants have been made in breeding that were commercialized that turned out not to be good for our health.
Mm-hmm.
One time there was a potato that was obtained by breeding, and it caused diarrhea, and so it was taken from the market again. And there was once a celery obtained by breeding that caused blisters, like sunburns. And that was also because of a molecule in that celery that was toxic. And so these plants were taken from the market because they turned out not to be good. While if you do genetic engineering, you exactly know what you change in the plants. And it's also obligatory to study if these plants that you obtain by genetic engineering, if they are healthy. You have to look at health risk, environmental risks, and only if you have proven that it's very unlikely that these plants will cause any harm, then you can commercialize them.
Here in the United States, genetic modification to various agricultural crops is very popular. Our American government over the past three or four presidential administrations, has approved some 18 or 21 genetically modified crops.
And we import a lot of that in Europe.
You do, huh? Do you eat genetically modified foods? Do you eat genetically modified corn and stuff like that?
It's quite difficult to find.
Good for you.
It has to be labeled in Europe, and so most companies try to avoid it. But it's in all the feed.
Yeah, yeah. Are you?
I don't eat chicken feed.
Yeah, thank God, huh? When it gets really,
yeah.
When I have to start eating chicken feed, things are going to be really bad. You know, here in the United States, we are ever vigilant about genetically modified foods because what we have not seen is any real meaningful research done, long-term research done on the safety of consuming these foods. And what you just pointed out is really a responsibility if you're going to introduce these species into human consumption. So we tend to think, you know, we just don't know if these things are good for us, so let's avoid them. So what is the consensus in Europe? Is the consensus in Europe that genetically modified, that we Americans are making much to do about nothing, that these foods are safe, just eat them and shut up?
The process is safe. So the genetic engineering process is safe, and then it depends what you make with it. And if you make a plant by breeding or by genetic modification, you have to test that plant.
Mm-hmm.
And in Europe, the last, I think, 15, 20 years, there have been plenty of projects, hundreds of projects, that looked into the safety of GMOs. And the conclusion is that they are as safe as plants that have been obtained by breeding.
Wow. So it sounds to me like we here in the United States are making a big fuss about nothing at all when it comes to the actual genetic modifications of these plants. Do you feel the same way about genetic modifications of other species? Have you heard about our new salmon that is genetically modified by using DNA from an eel?
I'm not an expert in fish, so I prefer not to comment on that.
Okay.
I'm a plant biologist.
Okay. All right, that's fair. So has the sweet potato become better for us? Do we see benefits as a result of this genetic modification?
Well, our research has not yet shown that. It has only shown that the DNA is present. But now the next step in our research is to look what is the role of that DNA. What does it do in sweet potato? And what is its role in our nutrition? We don't know.
Okay.
That's the next step in our research.
That's interesting. And when will you be moving into that research area?
Yeah, we are doing it right now, but it's only one PhD student working on this, so It will take some time.
Yeah, it's a slow process. Okay. This is all very, very good. So I think that I will have a renewed opinion of genetic modifications. See, in the United States, we have a hard time separating two things right now. We know that there's good research that's come out that has shown that not necessarily the genetic changes to corn, for instance, but the fact that this corn is now the BT corn, which is has a new anti-nutrients in it designed to keep the corn borer from eating it, and also the one that makes it strong to resist glyphosate is yielding a lot of glyphosate being introduced into the human diet just because it's riding along on these foods. And it's hard to separate.
But, yeah, that's not an effect of the GMO. That's
no.
an effect of
yes.
and agriculture applications.
And I actually think that the genetic modification argument has been weakened because the scientific community recognizes this. They're saying, look, you know, it's not the genetic modification. It's got to be something else. Because, and so that's why I feel like we don't have all the full thrust of the scientific community looking at genetically modified foods, because by calling it genetically modified foods and making that the target, it takes the target off of what we should be talking about. And that is
it's a very general term. Huh?
Yes. When these foods are modified specifically to withstand the application of massive amounts of chemicals, it's the chemicals that are causing the problems. It's not the genetic modification.
Yeah, there are plenty of examples coming now to make more healthy food with genetic engineering. There are the examples of the purple tomatoes in the UK that produce more antioxidants.
Yep.
And so these tomatoes have been tested in rats, and it was shown that these rats have less cancer.
Really?
Because they have the same antioxidants like in blueberries.
Wow. That's amazing.
But of course, it's easier to cultivate a lot of tomatoes than to harvest blueberries.
So what
it's
you
it's easier to get a lot of these antioxidants.
Right, and in a big tomato. I'm in Louisville, Kentucky, and the next city over is Lexington, Kentucky, where the University of Kentucky is based. And the University of Kentucky, because this state has been so heavily invested in the growth of burley tobacco, and now the depopularization, rightfully so, of tobacco use because of its direct linkage to diseases, has caused the University of Kentucky to repurpose tobacco. And they have genetically modified tobacco so that tobacco produces several different types of very complex folded protein peptides, including insulin and growth hormone. It's actually the tobacco leaves, the way they make all the other things that they make, they also now make peptides.
Yes, this is called farming with PH.
Oh, I like that.
And pharmaceuticals and farming.
I like that a lot. That's really great.
Yeah, farmers make pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, so I can see a lot of excitement in that area of genetic modifications. I think that, you know, the story is going to play out a lot longer. I think that sensible discussions like this one that make people realize that maybe it's not genetic modifications we should be scared of. Let's look a little bit further, because we can actually take what happens in nature and leverage it to produce healthier, more nutritious foods, or even remove some of the things that we think are not good for us from certain foods. So I think it's a good discussion. I want to thank you so much for being on the show today, Professor Geisen. Do you have any upcoming lectures or anything like that going on that you'd like to tell the audience? Because we have our audience is all around the world.
I normally teach in Dutch, so that will not be very helpful.
Okay, okay.
But I would like to say that I'm now involved in a new research project where we genetically engineer potato to make it resistant to late blight. You know the late blight disease in potato and tomato?
Mm-hmm.
And we have taken a natural resistance genes from wild relatives of potato, and we introduced those through genetic engineering to potato. And in this way, you can grow potato, and you don't have to spray fungicides anymore.
Oh, I love. See, now that's a good use of genetic modification.
So less chemicals.
Yeah, less chemicals, but also it's plausible that in through the evolutionary process, that transference could have occurred.
Yes, you can do it also by breeding, but it takes a lot of time.
Yeah, yeah,
I agree. And it's never that specific. You introduce a lot of other genes when you do it by breeding.
Yes, yes.
Genes that can have negative effects. While if you isolate the genes and you introduce them by genetic engineering, you exactly know that you only have transferred those good genes.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Okay, thank you. It's my pleasure.
Take care. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Steve Lapidus over at AgeForce. AgeForce is introducing a new patch. It's pretty exciting. We're going to talk about it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon.
Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. So, most of us know the benefits of two downstream metabolites of growth hormone. And that is insulin-like growth factor 1 and mechanogrowth factor, which is also known as IGF subunit E. And we know that they build muscle, they improve recovery. And it's really the reason that people take growth hormone, quite frankly. I mean, there's other benefits of growth hormone, but the two metabolites that have the most profound effect on the body are IGF-1 and MGF. And until now, you really couldn't get this in a supplement. However, thanks to the folks at Age Force, my good friend Steve Lapidus is on the phone. How you doing, Steve?
Good call. How you doing?
Good, good. You guys now have what is fast becoming and outpacing everything else, your most popular patch, the new IGF-1 plus MGF patch. Tell us about it.
Well, it's got, well, first of all, Carl, it's good to be back.
Yes,
On air for a few months.
A few months.
Good to be back with you and your audience. As you well know, two of our most popular patches. One is the weight loss fat burner patch, and the other is our HGH power patch.
Right.
And over the last couple of years, we've received literally well over 1,000 emails, phone calls from people that really know about human growth hormone supplementation. Prompting us to do a bunch of research and a collection of peer review studies around the world. How can we add the icing on the cake, if you will, to our HGH power patch? As you've touched on a few minutes ago, you know, when HGH hits your bloodstream, the liver breaks it down into these downstream, what we call downstream nutrients. And, you know, we obviously have identified IGF-1 and MGF-1, mechagrowth factor, as the two. We call them the bodybuilding cousins, the downstream metabolites. We call them both the bodybuilding cousins, if you will. So we felt that if we could isolate these two downstream nutrients or metabolites and put them in a patch, it would, in effect, it would either do one of two things, either turbocharge and just give a tremendous boost to our power patch users or to anybody doing HGH supplementation, or for those that just wanted the very strict focus of muscle building, decreases in body fat, promotion of healthy bones. That's what these two metabolites do.
There's something else that needs to be said about them, and that is the stimulatory effects they have on soft tissue, tendon, ligament, and also chondrocyte production, or the cartilage in your knees and ankles and wrists and every place else that wears out over time.
Carl, this goes to the reason that so many world-class athletes use HGH, and that is to get them back in the game or get them back in the gym quicker. It speeds injury recovery, tissue injury recovery, pulled muscles, tendons, ligaments, post-op surgery after elbow, shoulder, or knee surgery. HGH speeds that process, and certainly IGF-1 and MGF in this batch in a very focused way speed that recovery process.
Now, when I tore my hamstring a few years ago, one of the things I did was intramuscular injections of mechanical growth factor. I did it myself.
Uh-huh.
But I attribute, now those two attachments didn't reattach, but I attribute my rapid healing and also the increase in the other muscles that were still attached to be able to take over the load of work that I was doing and still do today. So mechanical growth factor is really great stuff. In fact, when it first came on the scene, it was said that, hey, if you want muscle building, exclusively muscle building, forget about IGF-1, just go right for mechanical growth factor. But clearly we also know that IGF-1 increases fibroblast growth factor, which influences new nerves to make deeper inroads into muscle to fire fibers. We know that IGF-1 also influences vascular endothelial growth factor, which causes the sprouting of new blood vessels into muscle to feed those fibers. So that you really need them both in retrospect. One is not necessarily better than the other.
Yeah, and there's a synergistic effect, between the two. We were amazed. We knew that we were going to be introducing a patch that yielded terrific benefits for fitness and health. But we were knocked out, Carl. We were just bowled over. It became the most successful new patch introduction in our company's history.
That's pretty exciting.
We started talking to you a few weeks ago, and we wanted to put together a special. While we didn't have an introductory special, we wanted to put together a special offer for the Superhuman Radio audience.
And we're going to tell them about that offer in good radio form after we come back from the break.
look forward to it.
All right, so sit tight. We'll be right back. We'll tell you how you can really double down on the IGF-MGF patch yourself. Stay tuned. We're talking with Steve Lapidus from AgeForce, ageforce.com. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking right now with Steve Lapidus from AgeForce, and we're talking about their new IGF-1 plus MGF patch. That's right, a patch that delivers two very, very important growth hormone metabolites that are responsible for building muscle and repairing tissue and making you recover faster. And we have a special offer for the Superhuman Radio audience that's not available to the general public, right?
That is correct, and we got a big skyscraper banner right on the left-hand side of your website.
That's right, and here's the deal. You get a buy one, get one free, okay? Is that for any of the order?
Yep, that's basically half price, and that is for any of the 4 order options. And whether you buy a 30-day supply, we'll send you a 60-day supply. Buy a 90-day supply, we'll send you a 180-day. Buy a 180-day supply, we'll send you a full year supply.
What if you sign up for an auto ship? What if you sign up for
that, That's the best deal because that locks in your BOGO, your buy one, get one free, for as long as you want to keep that auto ship open.
Yeah.
What we do on the buy one, get one free auto ship call, our regular auto ship, we ship every 30 days, a 30-day supply for people that sign up. On the BOGO, we ship a 60-day supply every 60 days at the 30-day auto ship price.
Ongoing.
As long as you keep that auto ship active, as long as you allow it to stay active, you'll get that that BOGO supply of patches every 60 days. And we've talked about this call a number of times on the show. The auto ship is not meant to lock anybody in to receiving product. Anytime you're not satisfied with one of our patches, whether it be on the regular auto ship or the BOGO auto ship, just send the company, just send us an email with your name, snub my auto ship. We do that, and we send you back a confirming email so you have a record that was the auto ship has been canceled. And we just ask that you do that before the next bill and ship date.
Yeah, and for those of you who only started listening to the show in the past few months, Age Force has been a sponsor with us for several years. They just took a small hiatus, quite frankly, because we felt like they saturated the audience, and we just wanted them. It wasn't wise to just keep spending money to be a sponsor when you're seeing the existing audience is already enlisted. And so they took off for a few months. So those of you who are new to the show, they are not new to the show. And for the past few years, we've had zero complaints about someone who signed up for an auto ship and decided they wanted to end it and being put on the email merry-go-round. Oh, oops, well, I'm so sorry, it went out already, you know, because you've been trying to get them to cancel for 3 weeks and there's no satisfactory response, and they bill you and ship you anyway. It's not like that. You ask to be taken off the auto ship. You are taken off the auto ship within 24 hours, and that's
well, actually
it.
If we get an email, cancel my auto ship, within an hour, that individual has an email back confirming that the auto ship is canceled. And we do. The one requirement we have, and that's to avoid misunderstandings, is that we get an email canceling the auto ship. You know, that avoids situations. I've been calling you to cancel. We want that by email.
And where do they find the where do they find the email address to send it to? It's right on the website, right?
Right on our website, right on the top right on our big navigation bar, it says contact us.
Yeah.
And it go to that page, click on the link, brings up an email form to us, and simple as that. Carl, I want to relate a interesting meeting we had yesterday. I think your listeners will
please
learn a little bit more about us and appreciate the way we run our business. From the very start of Age Force, our parent company is Phase 4 Pharmaceutical, but from the very beginning, the inception, when we first introduced our first patch 10 years ago, we have maintained a strict policy of sourcing all of our ingredients, everything that goes into our product, sourced in the United States. If we don't make it ourselves, we purchase from other FDA-certified good manufacturing practice laboratories or companies. Do not import a thing. We had a meeting yesterday with our chief financial officer and our accounting department, literally begging us to purchase from the Far East, and citing, you know, they had all these examples, and citing the incredible savings that we could enjoy and the impact it would have on our bottom line if we purchased raw materials for our formulas from the Far East. It was a very short meeting after that. They made their presentation to us, basically to me and to our marketing division, and they received in short order, absolutely not, will never happen, not going to happen. We will continue to source 100% of our needs in the United States from FDA-certified good manufacturing practices sources. And we do that for a very simple reason. In spite of the fact that we can make more money this way, we are assured of absolute pharmaceutical efficacy and quality. Simple. Yeah. That's just the bottom line.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's good stuff. So people can get a buy one, get one free right now. Go to superhumanradio.com. There's a banner ad that you can't miss on the left-hand side. It'll follow you around. And if you click that, it'll take you right to the appropriate page. And whatever you sign up for, you'll get a buy one, get one free. If you sign up for an auto ship, that buy one, get one free lasts for as long as you maintain the auto ship.
Absolutely.
If you just want to cash in and go, nah, I'll pay for 180 days, give me 360 or whatever it is, I'll pay for 90, give me 180, then you get that. And it's a really good deal. They have some of the best patches out there today, most progressive patches out there today over at AgeForce.
All right. And call a peek under the tent later on this month. We're going to have work with you on a terrific offer for our fat burning weight loss patch.
The most popular patch that they have, and it works, so good that people take it and then they go, I've been taking it for 3 months. I lost the target weight I wanted to lose. I'd like to cancel. So it's a bittersweet patch in that because it works, you're not taking it forever and ever.
So, or you can take it for ongoing weight management.
Yeah, there you go.
The 7-keto DHEA is great for that. But
Steve, what is the recommendation for this the IGF-1 patch? When do you put it on? How long do you wear it for? How many days a week?
Well, all of our patches are 8-hour time release patches. The formula put the patch on, the body heat of your skin activates it. Formula starts moving through your skin into your bloodstream over and it takes about 8 hours, 6 to 8 hours for that process to be completed. The IGF-1 patch is recommended every 2 to 3 days. One patch, 8 hours, skip a day or two, and then put on the next patch.
Gotcha. Okay, it sounds good. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the AgeForce banner ad today. Steve, thanks for being on the air with me, brother.
Great call. Talk to you soon.
Talk soon. We're going to take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Student loan? Did you know that the federal government has allotted millions of dollars to reduce or forgive your student loan debt? Are you getting your share of these federal forgiveness program dollars? If you answer no, then you need to call 866-539-2755 right now. FedAidAdvisors.com will qualify you right over the phone for free. One free phone call and FedAidAdvisors.com guarantees to reduce your payments, eliminate interest for the first 3 years, and even wipe your loan debt clean for those who qualify. The call is free to find out if you qualify. Call 866-539-2755 right now. That's 866-539-2755.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Have you tried Carbolin yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbolin, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbolin.com. GetCarbolin.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Just want to give you a heads up. If you aren't already on our newsletter list, you should be, because you automatically... I think we only send one newsletter a week out now. And all it really does is give you the program guide for the upcoming week. Maybe a couple articles here and there, but not like we were doing before, a couple times a week. But more importantly... if you want to see what upcoming shows are in store for the week, you just have to go to the Superhuman Radio website and click the program guide. Of course, tomorrow's Tuesday. We start off with the Blueprint Power Hour. Then we're going to be talking about tracking your metabolic rate, science for humans, urban remedy, the 4-day home cleanse retreat. We're going to talk about this is one of... what's her name? She's an actress, and I can't think of her name right now. It'll come to me in a second. But this is the guy who works with her that's coming on the show. How much is too much? What is a safe level of high fructose corn syrup consumption? Obviously, we get some of it in our diet. We have to be aware of where the tipping point is. Of course, Thursday starts off with Physical Culture Radio. And then we're going to be talking about nutritional ketosis and the factors that influence ketone production. And then, of course, we close the week up with Casual Friday. We hope that you're with us every day this week. Cindy Crawford. We're having one of Cindy Crawford's allies on Wednesday, right after Science for Humans. So, anyway, I hope that you join us each and every day. If you can't join us live, listen to the podcast. Tell your friends about us. Let's change the world. Have a great day, and thank you for listening today. And we will see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.
the richest man.